Hi, I'm Standard Damage, and thank you for joining me for the Just Me podcast, a personal podcast where I share my thoughts on content creation as it pertains to mental health, relationships, personal struggles, and triumphs. If you like my content and would like to hear more of it, you can always catch me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage. And you can find me at Standard Damage on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, please know that this podcast premieres every Thursday in the Pixel by Pixel Studios Discord as a part of our advanced streaming theory class. If you would like to join us for these premieres, as well as the class itself, including a question and answer period after the podcast release, please see the description of this podcast for the invite link. Our podcast relies on support from listeners like yourself. If you would like to support the podcast directly, go to anchor.fm/standarddamage and click on the support button, or you can also support us directly through our Twitch page. Thank you again for joining me. Here's the podcast. So for today's podcast, I want to try and be a bit more personal. I feel like a lot of the podcasts that I have been doing, because they come from a desire to also teach you all something new, have not been as personal as I wanted them to be. So today, we're going to go a little bit deeper into something that I have personally fought over the last 2 years, something that, especially having suffered from depression and anxiety for so long, has been a major roadblock that stands in my way. But saying that, as time goes on, the further I get into my own content creation career, the easier this concept becomes and the easier it is for me to overcome this problem. And the problem that I want to talk to you all about today is fear. I want to talk to you all about moving through your career, whether you are doing it in content creation or otherwise, moving through your life without that fear, how much you can benefit from not allowing that particular emotion to take over your entire life and also take over so many of the decisions that you are going to need to make. Fear, by its very definition, is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous and likely to cause you some level of pain, or in some way, shape, or form is a threat to who and what you are at that moment. That is what fear is. And the problem with fear being an emotion like that is a lot of times we perceive someone, something, or some situation as a problem when it really isn't a problem. And in today's culture, especially where things like anxiety are so prevalent, fear is a real issue. Fear is a real challenge. But identifying that fear is an issue is only the very first step to conquering the problem. What you need to do is you need to look at fear itself and try to decide for yourself exactly how you personally are going to overcome it. And that's where I'm going to jump in here and try to help you with some of my own personal experiences that I've had with fear and how I can help you actually get past all of it. So let's start by looking at fear itself. What you have to remember first off about fear is that fear is exactly what it is. It is an emotion. It is not an actual situation. It is not an actual problem that you are dealing with. Fear in and of itself is, again, simply the emotional response to external stimuli. So that in and of itself, when you are afraid, you can then look at that and say, maybe this isn't such a bad thing. Maybe I can use this energy towards something positive. Whatever the case may be, again, remember, fear is just the emotional response. Fear is just the defense mechanism. And what happens is a lot of times that defense mechanism kicks in when it doesn't really need to be there. And I'm going to use an absolutely glaring example with all of this. And that glaring example is the fear of change. Have you ever met somebody who is afraid of change? I have. I meet people who are afraid of change all the time. As a matter of fact, being a teacher means that you are going to constantly be dealing with people who are afraid to change. They're afraid to do things different. They're afraid to try something new. Because humans are creatures of habit, change in and of itself inspires a lot of fear and an awful lot of anxiety that doesn't need to be there. Because going back to last week's podcast for just a second, when you get rid of your fear and you allow yourself to start being open to play and experimentation and new experiences, suddenly you realize that the fears that you had, the anxiety that you had, were completely unfounded. So what I am talking about is actually facing the fear head on, looking at the situation and saying, you know what, I am afraid to do this, but I am going to go ahead and do it anyway. And it is a beautiful thing because it leads to new experiences. It leads to learning. If you want to learn and you want to grow, fear is going to be part of the game. You are going to face this all the time. And let me use a couple of very basic examples to show you what I mean, to start from a situation where you are afraid and move into a situation where you can have massive amounts of confidence. Something that I talk to newer streamers about all the time is their fear of the camera. It is one of the greatest ironies to me when somebody comes to me and says, I want to stream, but I don't want to use a camera. And the reason that I end up having this conversation with people over and over and over again is because, as many of you know, I use a lot of tricks with Snapcam. I use SnapCamera for a lot of things in my stream, including a lot of the character interactions, a lot of the stream loot cards, things like that. Okay, there's all kinds of things that I use SnapCamera for to add extra entertainment and extra fun and extra hilarity to the streams. Seems like a very simple thing to me. However, what I don't use it to do is hide. I don't hide behind anything with that. I use that as an extra stream enhancement. But what people will do is they will actually look at that as a possibility to create a mask for themselves. They see it as a possibility to create a wall. Or moving beyond that, a lot of times people will simply just not use a camera at all. Some people don't even want to use a microphone because they don't like the sound of their own voice. So live streaming being what it is, if you don't want to use a camera and you don't want to use a microphone, then my question has to be, do you even really want to stream? And by the way, I don't mean that question when I say that to people. I use it as a trick to teach them that there is no way they're going to ever be a successful streamer if they don't use a camera and a mic or some kind of insanely super camera replacement. But I see very, very, very few people that ever succeed without using those two things, because without a camera and without a microphone, there is no way to connect with the community you are trying to reach. People need at some level to be able to see you, and they certainly need to be able to hear you. But saying those particular things to somebody is not going to help them get over their fear of either. So what do? You treat this like you would treat any other problem or situation that you face. You practice. You intentionally put yourself in these situations offline so that when you are online streaming, you are already practiced and prepared. In terms of the camera, start practicing looking into a webcam and talking, and use your OBS software to record yourself. Get used to seeing yourself and analyzing yourself on camera. Get used to looking directly at the camera so it looks like you are talking with your community. Start to get yourself comfortable. When you first turn on the camera, when you first start practicing, when you first start watching your own recorded material, you are going to cringe. I guarantee it. Because the vast majority of people out there just cannot stand watching and listening to themselves, which is a very important skill to have, by the way. You need to be able to analyze your own work. You need to be able to analyze your own content. But in order to be able to do that effectively, again, you have to get over your fear of being on camera. So turn the camera on, start recording yourself, and practice, practice, practice. Whether you do things like I'm doing right now, where you're doing it kind of a podcast style, maybe you want to grab some kind of script or poem or something like that and read that into the camera, whatever the case may be, start getting used to seeing yourself on that screen and understand that there is no need to hide. And the more time you spend watching yourself, the more comfortable you're going to become, and the more you're going to realize that there's really nothing to be afraid of. Now, when you hit that level, you have just hit your first level of success. And you know what success does? It crushes fear. And the next situation you go to push forward into, you're going to have more confidence, even if it's something you haven't done before, even if it's something brand new, because you know that where you're at right now is not where you're going to be 6 months up the road, because you understand the process of improvement. The Just Me podcast will continue after a word from our sponsor. When it comes to your voice, same thing. Take the time to, again, maybe do exactly what I'm doing right now. Maybe start podcasting, maybe record yourself, but find some way to actually record and listen to what you sound like. Not only is that going to help you get more comfortable with the microphone, but you also get the side benefit of listening for imperfections in your voice, and you can either change how you speak and learn and improve that way, or make technical improvements if necessary to learn and improve that way. But the one thing that I can guarantee you is you're never going to see any of these improvements. You're never going to see any of these successes if you don't actually bite the bullet and dive right in. And that's what I want to see you all do. And I'm not going to lie to any of you. When you first go to do it, it is really going to suck. And it's going to suck really, really badly. All right. You're going to actually listen to yourself. You're going to watch yourself. And honestly, fam, you're going to go, ugh. Because nobody really likes watching or listening to themselves in the beginning. That's another fear you're going to have to overcome. And it's something you're simply going to have to get used to. And I promise you that that is a learned response that can be retrained. The vast majority of people do not know what they look like or sound like when they're talking and moving naturally. So you're going to be in for a few surprises. You're going to also be looking at some things that you absolutely hate. And you're going to find yourself changing how you look, how you act, and what kind of mannerisms you display when you are actually on that camera. And that is not a bad thing. Because ultimately, what you are looking at is you are looking at yourself and asking yourself if you are the kind of streamer that you would want to hang out with. And if that answer is no, then that is the time to start making changes. But again, you cannot begin this process of discovery until you overcome your fear of learning and correcting your own behaviors and your own mannerisms and actually analyzing what you're doing. But if you will never talk into a microphone or you will never look into the camera, you can't begin that process. But again, once the process has begun, once you get to the point where you're able to actually watch and listen, and most importantly, learn from what is going on, your content, your entire actual being is going to begin to improve because you have now taught yourself the very important skill of introspection. Now, moving beyond that, there is a warning that I want to give you. And that is, these situations where you find yourself fearful are never going to go away. And let me give you a glaring example from my own personal experience. The very first time I ever did a Plur stream, and for those of you that are not familiar with my Plur streams, I wear makeup, I use special camera effects where I dance around the screen, literally. So when it came to learning how to do the makeup, when it came to developing all of the different camera tricks, which, by the way, that was all something I pioneered. It wasn't like I was able to go to YouTube and look up instructions on how to do that kind of thing. I had to build that all out on my own. So do you think that at the time, 45-year-old me looked at that and said, well, that's going to be easy? No, I was scared to death about what was about to happen. But that was when I learned a beautiful new concept. The reason that the very first Plur stream happened and happened the way it did was because my desire outweighed my fear. And I really want you all to let that sink in for just a minute. And I'm going to say it again. My desire outweighed my fear. What a beautiful thing. All the time we hear the phrase, how bad do you want it? And that really is genuinely a great question to ask yourself. How bad do you want it? How far are you willing to push yourself in order to achieve the goals and the dreams that you want to achieve? And conquering fear is a major part of that. Think of it in terms of everything I have discussed during this podcast. Are you going to allow a webcam to get in the way of your success? Are you going to allow the fear of listening to your own voice, or at least the distaste of listening to your own voice, stop you from the things you want to achieve? Was I going to let the ideal that a 45-year-old grandfather had no business throwing on makeup and dancing around on a camera on Twitch going to stop me from the things I wanted to do? The answer was no. And that's how this progresses, family. And it's a very important thing for you to know. I have actually gotten to the point now where I go out and I get myself into situations where I am afraid, because now I crave fear. If I am not feeling some level of fear over what I'm doing, I feel stagnant. I feel like I'm not learning. I feel like I'm not developing things the way I should be. I need that fear. And I can get that fear, I can get that fix from going out and trying something brand new that I have never, ever, ever done before. So today, I am going to give you all homework for the very first time. Seeing as there will be no podcast and there will be no class in the Pixel by Pixel Studios Discord next week, because next week, speaking of Plur, I have a major Plur event coming out with all kinds of new cool crap in it, and I need the extra time to develop it. So here is your homework. Over the next 2 weeks, I want you to take something you are afraid of and conquer it. It doesn't have to be huge. I'm not talking about something major. Don't put yourself in any dangerous situations. But I want you to think about something in your content that you are afraid of, and I want you to kick it in the ass. It is that simple. For many of you, I know that many of you that listen to the podcast are still starting to work your way through basics. So try to pick something basic, whether it's the camera, whether it's improving your sound, whether it is learning a new skill, whatever it is that you have been afraid of, actually take the time to go out there and tackle it. I want you to start getting past more of your fears, because the faster you get on that, the faster you are going to be able to develop and grow. And that is really what you're looking for. That is why you're listening to this podcast right now, and possibly why you come to my classes. Make sure that you take this opportunity to find something that is standing in your way and get rid of it. Everyone, I love you so much. Thank you so much for being here with me. I am going to miss you all next week, but we will be back in 2 weeks with our next podcast. Until that time comes, I love you all dearly, and have an amazing night. Hello, everybody. Standard Damage here again, and I just want to stop in and say thank you for listening to the Just Me podcast. Again, if you want to catch up with me outside of the podcast realm, you can always catch up with me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage. And you can also catch up with me on both Twitter and Instagram at Standard Damage. But wherever and whenever our paths cross again, know that a big, bald, goofy podcaster loves you from the bottom of his heart. Have a great night, everyone.